Hi, welcome to This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and as a certified coach, I help high-achieving expats find more fulfillment and happiness in their global lives. Because while life abroad is often amazing, it is not only rainbows and butterflies, as all experienced expats know. In This Expat Life, I open up space for all facets of life abroad and what you can do to thrive in it. And to support you in your personal, professional, and geographic life transitions, I share tips, tell relatable stories, and connect with fellow expats. Whether you've just moved abroad or you are a seasoned expat, This Expat Life is your place to find real understanding and to grow from the inside out. Enjoy the show. Hello there, and welcome back to This Expat Life. Today, I want to share a little bit more about the three steps that you can take to a more fulfilling global life wherever you go. And the reason why I chose this topic was because I was talking to a really successful expat the other day in a discovery call. And this expat also turned into one of my coaches, as I offer one-on-one coaching. And this expat told me, "Amanda, I have more success and money than I ever dreamed of. Yet there is something missing in my life. I feel restless. I don't feel fulfilled." And I heard this expat and I thought, this is not the first time that I'm hearing it. And actually, I have felt that myself as well. When I was a diplomat, I worked at the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs for 7 years. I was living a pretty successful life on the outside. I had everything I dreamt of. I had a really successful career, like a very prestigious one, difficult to get into, with a very steady pay. And, you know, it's a permanent contract. It's really hard to get fired. So it offered a lot of security. It was also something very unique. Not a lot of people get to work in diplomacy. I was living in this amazing, beautiful, big house in Brazil. I was traveling a lot. So on the outside, my life looked perfect and I did enjoy all those perks. But on the inside, I wasn't fully happy. And I've shared about this in previous episodes, so I'm not going to share this whole story with you again. But if you're interested, you can go back to, I think it was pretty much in the beginning that I shared about my experience as a diplomat. I think it was episode six. But I really recognized what this expat and all the other expats were telling me, that, yeah, you got everything you thought you ever wanted or that you once dreamt of. You've got really nothing to complain about. This is also something that I hear very often. They tell me I have this and that, yet I don't feel happy, but I don't feel like I can complain about it. And so you have all these things on the outside that are working well for you, your job, your location, relationships, family. You're enjoying the host country. Maybe you have some free time to work on your personal growth or exercising or whatever. You got basically everything lined up for you, but there's a part of you that isn't happy in that life that you created. So since this expat was telling me this and it reminded me of other expats and of my own experience, I thought, I want to create an episode around this because we are not the only ones feeling this way from time to time. Although it has shifted a lot for me, but more about that later on. And the story of the expat actually touches upon something that I truly believe in. And that is that a real happy, fulfilled life comes from the inside out. But what is going on for most of us is that there's already a certain path carved out for us. And somewhere in our lives, we started walking on that path because it was the natural thing to do, the wise thing to do, or the thing that we at that moment thought we wanted to do. And so you started walking on that path, but you didn't really question it. And what I mean with that path is things like buying a house when you have a good job, getting that good job, that steady income as well, maybe settling down with a partner and starting a family, or moving back home after a lot of years abroad. There are certain things in our lives, and I'm speaking mostly from my own experience and from the experience of my friends and my coaches and the people I have around me, that there are certain expectations from our family, from society, from ourselves, that we need to meet. So we need to buy that house because it's the wise thing to do. We need to settle down because we're mid-30. We need to start a family because that is a natural thing to do. We need to get that really well-paying job because that's what we studied for, right? So that is the path that I mean that we have started walking on. And, you know, very often that path works totally fine for a lot of people. But for some, they come to realize at some point in their life that they are not on the right path. Or maybe they don't realize it yet, but somewhere on that path, they realize, I'm not as happy as I thought I would be. And I have all the money and all the success I ever dreamed of and even more. Yet there is a part of me that feels empty, restless, anxious, unhappy, unfulfilled. And my personal belief is that a lot of us have started walking on that path and then, you know, they realize, okay, I'm not fully happy here. And it is because that path may not match who they truly are. That's how I see it. Now, I know most of you who are listening, you are not walking the beaten track of life because you are living abroad or you have lived abroad or you dream of going abroad. You are already more adventurous than most people. So you have found your own path. But even on that path, you still do certain things that are expected of you or that you think are just a wise thing to do or that you think, of course I want it because that is normal. So even on your more adventurous expat path, you might still find certain things on it that may not truly match with who you really are from the inside. And I believe that that mismatch is what is creating that unease, that unfulfillment, the restlessness, or just feeling like there's something missing. Now, this is not always about the path that we're on. I am also coaching someone who feels the same way, and they've come to realize it is because they don't really have any roots. They have been living abroad for so long. They had a difficult childhood, and they've kind of buried all their feelings about that childhood. And so they really lack certain roots. And now they find themselves abroad, also being super successful, and they realize, yeah, but on the inside, I don't feel so steady. So it's not always about that path that there is a mismatch. Sometimes it's about something else. But very often, actually, it is that case, that the path is not the right path for you, or that you need to take a slight detour, perhaps. And to use some examples, I've coached a lot of people who have come to realize the job that I'm doing pays well. I kind of am good at it. I sort of enjoy it, but I keep thinking about this dream that I have. And a few of them actually quit their jobs and changed their careers, which I'm so proud of. And for myself as well, I was living that fancy diplomat life and I was pretty good at my job, I think. And I really was driven in it, but mostly by deadlines and pressure and just wanting to do well and also enjoying the work that I did to a certain degree. But deep inside, I realized this is not the path for me, but it's so damn hard to leave the golden cage if you're in it and it's comfortable. But yeah, if you continue going on that path, if you continue being in that golden cage, at some point in your life, you're going to realize this isn't making me happy. There's a large part of me that feels unfulfilled for a large part of the week, whether it's about your job, your location, the people around you, or just your life in general. And you're going to experience that restlessness and that unfulfilled feeling because of this mismatch. And so you need to do something about that mismatch. And that's why really the only way to create a happy, fulfilling expat life is through uncovering your true, authentic self and making changes from there. Now, this may sound still a bit vague and what do I exactly mean with it, but I will explain it in a bit. But where I want to start first is actually what I see a lot of people doing, and that is that they do this, but the other way around, or they only focus on the latter part. So they feel, okay, something is missing in my life. I'm not happy here. I'm restless. I'm unfulfilled. And then they start to look at their outer circumstances to make the changes there that will then, they think, lead them to feeling happier in their lives. But really, this is the wrong way. You need to reverse it. You need to start first with who you truly are and what you need and what you want and make changes from there. Because if you don't truly know who you are and you just start making changes like, I'm not happy in the job, so I'm just going to change job. Or my feelings aren't going a lot deeper for this person that I'm in a situationship in, so I'm just going to end the situationship. Or the country here makes me miserable, so I'm just going to move again. If you make those changes without truly knowing who you are, there's a good chance that the change is not going to bring you the happiness that you desire. Because if you feel unhappy in a country and you think it's a country and you move, good chance that you're going to find the same misery in another country. And maybe in a different shape, but anything that you believe about yourself or about the world will show up again in your life, perhaps in a different shape, until you start to tackle that belief. Or anything that you bring with you in your emotional luggage, well, you bring it with you. So it might show up as something specific in location A, but then location B will trigger it again, just in a different way, and you'll still end up with that same emotional luggage. So just looking at your outer circumstances and making changes there, well, there's a good chance that this is not going to do anything for you, really. It might give you a temporary boost, but you'll still end up in the same traps or things that you're struggling with right now. I experienced the same thing in Rio. I shared about it in the previous podcast. So you've got to understand yourself, and I mean like really well understanding yourself, before you make any changes. And that understanding yourself at a really deep level is what I'm talking about with uncovering your true authentic self. So I really see this as we were born into this world and we grew up with a core. That is who we really are at a deep level. But throughout our lives, we added layers to it. And this is very normal because we go through life and we make mistakes or we learn things. And to protect ourselves, we put on certain masks, we add certain layers, or we learn certain behavior that is going to help us in the future to not make the same mistake. So maybe your core self is this really bubbly, sparkly, creative person, but you learn to dim your light a little bit because how you were shining it was too bright for a lot of people. They couldn't handle you. Maybe this is something that you already learned in your childhood as your parents told you this, or maybe it was your first manager who complained about it. Or maybe you got really hurt in a relationship, so next time you're gonna walk a bit more carefully into any bonding with another person. That's another layer that we add. So we have so many of these layers that also become us in a way, but they are not maybe who we truly are in our core. And so maybe you have this layer of, I'm a really successful CEO or manager, and I know how to get this job done, and I get appreciated for it. But in your core, you might be this person who loves being wild and free and who wants to play a lot more. But you learned to put forward that part that gets appreciated a lot. So I believe that if you really want to create a more fulfilling life, you need to go back to that core. You need to uncover that true authentic self and make changes from there. Because those changes will be aligned with who you truly are. Instead of being incentivized or motivated by external things or external expectations. And to get to that more fulfilling life, I actually have 3 steps that you can take. The first one is radical acceptance of everything that you are. Now, you might hear this and think, but Amanda, I already do that. And I thought that too for a long time. And just recently, I was talking to another expat who is super successful, very ambitious. Wow, this person gets a lot done. And they know very well what their strengths and weaknesses are because they learned about that in their career. But in our conversations, this expat already realized, oh, there's actually a lot more to me that I wasn't aware of. And this is the acceptance that I'm talking about at this level. So that means your emotional luggage, for example, all the emotions that you've been carrying with you for so long, and specifically those that you have somehow found in your childhood, because they, whatever happens in your childhood, that's like a blueprint for the rest of your life. And you can deviate from that blueprint, but it takes inner work. So it's about your emotions, it's about your patterns, but it's also about your desires and your dreams. Maybe things that you don't really share with others because you're ashamed of them. When I was a diplomat and I knew I wanted to change, I pretty much knew in what direction I was looking for. It wasn't super specific yet, but I had some ideas. And I felt really ashamed to share them with people because I was afraid people would laugh at them. And they actually did when I finally shared them. But if you don't honor those dreams and desires, like, it's really hard to align your actions with your true authentic self. So I'm also talking about your dreams and desires. And I'm talking about your subconscious beliefs, your thought loops that you're always in. It's also about accepting your family or just simply the situation that you're in. Reality is radically accepting everything that there is to you. And just to give you some personal examples to make this a little bit more concrete. For some time when I was living in Brazil as a diplomat, I at some point thought, you know what? After this, I want to move back to the Netherlands. I want to buy a house there and I want to settle there so that I can grow some roots in the country that I'm from. Because in my adult life, I had spent more years abroad than actually in the Netherlands. And, you know, my sisters were getting babies and I wanted to be more present. Or so I thought. And then I got here and I had a really hard time. Also because of a lot of things that were happening. Both my parents died and there were a lot of other bad things going on that have really impacted how I felt in those 3 years. But it took me a long time to really accept at some point that, you know what? I thought I wanted this, but I'm really not happy here. And it was after my last breakup that I finally realized it and also finally accepted it. Because maybe I was already feeling that for a long time and I was kind of aware of it, but I wasn't really accepting it because I thought, but it's time to settle and I want to make it work here. So you see how there can be certain things driving us like, oh, that's what we should be wanting or that's what we think we want. But then there's also another part that really says, but I'm not happy here and I want to go abroad again. And if we keep fighting against that part, we're basically resisting a part of ourselves. And oh, that's such a huge energy leak. So you want to accept everything of you that there is. And the result of that is that life will feel a lot lighter. So when I finally accepted that desire of wanting to leave again and not have any judgment over that, that's when things were starting to flow for me again. Another thing that I have really learned to accept in the last few years is my fear of abandonment. Now, you know, I'm very open in these podcasts. I wonder if this is always the right thing to do, but I think if I share personal examples, like, you will learn that you're not the only one dealing with things. But I have had a pretty big fear of abandonment in the last couple of years. I mean, it was present much longer, but I wasn't aware of it. When I was little, my mom left for rehab several times. And I think this is a bit of a rational analysis, but I think it got its roots there. So many times in a romantic relationship, I struggled with a fear of abandonment. And it was only when I truly started accepting this fear instead of fighting it or wanting it to go away that I was able to work with it. So it's not about understanding where it's coming from and analyzing that it's there. It's about truly accepting it. Like, okay, this fear is simply part of me, whether I like it or not. I'm going to give up my resistance. And that's what I mean with radical acceptance. It's about true acceptance of your emotions, of things that you've been carrying with you for so long. And so many people, myself included, are so not aware for so long how much they are fighting these parts of themselves. And this is causing an internal struggle and unease and unfulfillment as well. And there's just so much resistance that we are having and we're losing so much energy over it. So truly accepting everything there is to you is the biggest step that you can take to really feel more fulfilled in your life. I can go on about this topic for so long, but I'm going to finish this first step here. But radical acceptance really, really is so key. The second step, I would say, is to create a home within, a certain steadiness that you feel inside of you. Because life is still life, no matter where you go. A lot of people back home often think that expat life is like a dream life because we live in a holiday destination or we just have a really exciting life from the outside. But life is still life, things still happen, and they're going to hurt us. And those waves will come. But if you have that strong inner core built on the radical acceptance of yourself, you'll learn how to ride those waves. So things going on at the office or in your job or with your manager or whatever else in the career, other issues in relationships or certain setbacks, you will feel them still. They're going to impact you somewhat, but the impact is going to be less if you have this strong inner core. I guess for a large part in my own expat life, I didn't have such a strong inner core. I was very good with my head. I'm very self-motivated. I'm really future-oriented and goal-oriented. So I always made everything work despite certain setbacks, but it was all based in the head. Like it was a very, I don't know, rational, analysis-loving kind of energy with a lot of grit. And now I've also started to include all those emotions, as I was just saying, and I feel I have such a more holistically strong core that is really steady. So, for example, for the last couple of years, I have felt so happy. Almost every day I wake up happy. Now, my life isn't perfect. True happiness exists, but we don't feel it every day. I've also had things going on. But overall, I felt really good. And this was such a huge change from how I was as a diplomat, because I was miserable from Monday to Friday. And now, Monday to Monday, I am like, I'm happy, I'm energetic, I'm excited about what's to come. I'm proud of what I've reached. So overall, I feel really good. But then things happened last year and 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, my mom unexpectedly died. My mom and I didn't have a very good relationship. I didn't see her very often. But of course, this was still a huge impact. And it was a lot of grief and very complicated grief because of the complicated relationship. But because I had this strong inner core, I just felt, hey, I can carry this. Yes, it's impacting me. Yes, I feel so incredibly hurt. And it's a, I don't know what to do with this, you know, it's that kind of feeling. But deep inside, I felt, but I will be okay. My life is going to be okay again. And it may not feel like that today, but it will get better soon again. And I just felt a really deep inner trust that I will be okay. I can rely on myself. I've got myself. I will be okay. And last year as well, when my relationship ended, this was also a huge blow to me. And I felt, yeah, I was really impacted by this. But again, I felt I'll be okay. I've got my beautiful inner core to rely on. And while this may be a big blow, this doesn't change anything about my worth or my value or who I am as a person. And even in all that grief and that pain, I could also still feel happiness. So that's what I mean with this strong inner core, this inner steadiness that you need to create. Because it gives you a greater sense of, well, I wouldn't say really control, because I don't believe we really control our lives. But it just gives you this sense of like, hey, I got you for yourself. And you aren't being toyed around by your external circumstances. Everything that is happening to you will still happen to you, but you're not subject to it all the time. You have agency over yourself. You have a certain autonomy about how you feel and something that you can always fall back on. And that steadiness within makes you feel good. And I believe that if you can really feel that, this is also going to help you live a more fulfilling life. Why? Well, one, because all those things happening outside of you are not going to just throw you around as if you are like in the shore with the big ocean waves coming at you and you're like thrown around in the water. No, you learn to ride the waves. And so this is already going to make you feel better. There's like a more optimistic outlook on life. You still feel good, even though so much is going on around you, because you have that inner space that is just really steady and good. And two, if you feel really steady and you feel like you can rely on yourself, this is also going to help you to take more courageous steps if you want to make any changes towards those dreams and desires, those scary moves. If you feel that strong inner core, it gets easier to make those bold moves. This has certainly helped me as well in changing my career 180 degrees. So that is another reason why you need to have that strong inner core. Okay, and then step number three, after you've had that radical acceptance and you've built that inner steadiness, you take small steps from there, from that place. So we're not automatically going towards the outer circumstances and changing everything there. No, you first go within, you accept everything there is of you, the good and the bad and the ugly. You're going to create some inner steadiness and then you're going to move forwards. And you're going to take steps that are aligned with who you truly are. Because the more you can honor your true authentic self, the more fulfilled you're going to feel. But you actually have to do something about it, right? So it's great you get to know yourself and how you tick and everything and you create this inner steadiness, but you also need to move forwards. I really love this part actually. And for a long time, I was taking a lot of steps, courageous moves, but they weren't always truly aligned with who I was. But right now, I've got that all aligned and my life has changed so much for the better. And sometimes it's about those big, courageous, bold moves. And sometimes, often I'd like to say, it's about taking small, practical steps that may not seem really big or exciting or important, but actually they are, because those small steps help you change your habits, help you lock in certain habits. And with those small steps, you change how you view yourself. And over time, these small steps actually create the biggest impact. Right now, I'm coaching a group of 6 beautiful, talented women over 6 months. This is my group program, The Next Level Expedition, which is starting in October again. And we always share our wins to celebrate them. And so often I see that they are the proudest actually of really small things, seemingly small things, but that are actually really big. It's about saying no to their manager or honoring their boundaries more. It's also about standing up for themselves in their relationship with their parents. It's about changing their energy in a job interview and feeling that they are truly okay and worth so much, even if they receive a no. And these small things is actually making the biggest change for them, because they change something inside of them and they show up differently. You can make those courageous moves, but if you don't see yourself in the same way, or if it's not aligned with who you truly are, they're gonna change something, but it may feel a bit empty. And those small things that they change about themselves, they change routines that they've had for so long with them, patterns, habits, that is creating the biggest impact for them and helping them to go to their next level. So maybe for you as well, your next small step is going to be in saying no a lot more, because you are a people pleaser and you always want to make sure that everyone is happy. So you take on all the work or do the organization for the group trips, or you listen more than you talk in conversations, whatever. Maybe you realize, okay, I need to put myself on number one first, so I'm going to say no more often. Or maybe you need to open up in relationships about what you truly need. This is something that I had to learn as well, to also accept that fear that I was carrying with me and to, yeah, show a more vulnerable side of myself. That is a small step that I took and take continuously so that my relations can improve as well. Or maybe it's about really honoring that dream that you have. So my urge of going away again when I was thinking I needed to grow roots here, I was really honoring it by taking steps on it. So I decided to move to Rio. I could have stayed here and thought, you know, I just need another trip. Let me add some more micro adventures to my daily life. But then I wouldn't really be honoring that urge to go away again that I was also carrying with me. So see where you can make small moves that will help you towards a more fulfilling life. And this can be in the dreams and desire side. So maybe you feel unfulfilled because you feel like you're not really using your full potential and there's much more to you and you dream of things. Maybe it's about that. Or maybe it's about taking things out of your life that aren't good for you. People or habits or places or jobs or whatever. Or it's about opening more space for all those things that you bring with you all that time, but that you kind of hide for yourself and for others because you're ashamed of them, or you feel that people aren't interested in it, or there's no space for it, whatever. Gosh, we bring so many things with us from things that we learned in life in our adulthood. But make those small steps, because if you really want a more fulfilling life, you also need to take action on it. So just to summarize, 1, radical acceptance of everything that you are, and not only through your rational brain, but really also your emotions, taking a better look at patterns that you've been bringing with you, etc., etc. 2, creating this inner steadiness, a strong inner core, so you can learn how to ride the waves. And 3, taking small steps that are truly aligned with who you are. Those 3 elements are going to lead you towards a more fulfilling life wherever you go. Because once you stop focusing on the external circumstances, it doesn't really matter where you are, because you create that change from the inside out. And actually, these 3 elements is also what I work on with my one-on-one coaches. So I help high-achieving expats who somewhere in their life feel unfulfilled, whether that's in their career, their relationships, their patterns, or just a general sense of like, something isn't quite right here. I work one-on-one with them for 4 months, and these 3 elements are really part of the coaching journey. And the coaching journey is my coaching package. And I pay an equal amount to the 3 elements, although it kind of also depends on who I have in front of me. With some people, I focus a lot more on the action taking, because they need to get into action, and I'm really good at taking action. And with some others, I focus more on uncovering those parts of themselves that they need to learn to accept more. But what is always the case is that I like to go deep in my coaching. I like to dig a little bit, like, where is this all coming from? What happened in your childhood? But I always want to translate that to small practical steps that you can take in the here and now. So my coaching also is future oriented and practical, because I really want you to make a real change in your life after those 3 months. We're not just going to be talking only. I really want you to take action as well. And that is also why I give homework exercises for you to do, and to get you into, to learn how to view things differently and also do things differently. And sometimes this is about bigger, more courageous moves, but very often it's just about continuous practice, so that when something happens, a situation that usually triggers you into a fear, into complaining, into bitching to your partner, into going into freeze mode, that you learn that you can also choose another response, not just your automatic response to the trigger, but you can do something differently. And if you do that long enough or often enough, this is when you start to take that in as your new behavior that is serving you much more than the previous thing did. So my coaching is really also about that. And if you want to know more about how I coach, you can find more information on my website if you want to read a little bit more. But we can also schedule a free discovery call. So right now I offer these, and they're really for you if you have been thinking about coaching, but you're not really sure if it's the right move for you, if your situation is the right one for coaching, because sometimes we need something else like therapy or mentoring. And if you and I have a match, that is also really important. So I offer free 45-minute discovery calls where we're going to look more into your situation. I'm going to ask you to share a bit more about what you're struggling with or what you want to change. And then I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions so that we can hopefully already get a bit deeper on what's really going on here. Because often it's not about that actual thing, it's about something behind it. So I would like to see what is really going on here, and can we work on that? And I will also explain how I really coach so that you have a better understanding of that. So if you are interested, I'll put the link to my website and the free discovery call in the show notes, and you can just book it. Through the link of the call, you will also directly see my calendar, so there's no back and forth emailing. I know expats are busy, I'm busy too, so I want to keep this as minimalistic as possible. All right, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and maybe talk to you soon on a discovery call.